Ambassador Woogie melted into Ambassador Gooey.
Sufu ran towards Taru, her arms outstretched.
Taru!
Boom, wait, don't! Yeah, I keep telling myself she was a faux foo, a slimy boo. She wasn't the real foo, so why can't I convince myself of all people, myself who was always believed that everything in this illusionary life is real? So, was she not real? Well, boom bassoon torched the place. The whole factory went up like fireworks. Boom, 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 boom. And now, if you don't mind, I'd like to make myself a stiff drink. And go and sit in a dark corner and cry until my eyes fall out of their sockets. I've seen enough.
We'll tiptoe away quietly and leave TJ Taru to his thoughts while we go visit Rodan Kapoor, who has, as you know, been shadowing Cream Puff the Clown. It's late at night as Kapoor slips into the clown room and hides just before Cream Puff enters. The clown room, by the way, is where all the circus clown's paraphernalia is stored. Cream Puff enters. He locks the door. He removes a limp speak bubble from the communication box and begins to inflate it with words.
Agent Puff reporting. The factory is now back online. Moving the factory has set the timetable back. This was not my fault. We expect to reach maximum production of doppelgangers within a week. Agent Puff, signing off.
Cream Puff picks up the inflated speak bubble by its tail. He walks over to the pneumatic tube. Kapoor realizes this is his opportunity to get hard evidence on Cream Puff. That is, if he can get that speak bubble before it disappears down the tube. Kapoor picks up an arm extender. It's a telescoping pole with a hand on the end. Cream Puff releases the speak bubble as it falls through the air, about to be swallowed by the tube. A mechanical hand darts out, grabs the bubble, and disappears.
What the heck?
The hand retracts, springing back to Kapoor. He slips the bubble into his pouch. He's about to hightail it out of there, but finds that he can't move. Something is standing on his tail.
You little rat.
Thank you. Now I must be going.
Give me back that bubble.
No, not by the hair of my chin.
We'll see about that.
Cream Puff picks up a gigantic baseball bat and brings it down right square atop Kapoor's head.
What the?
Obviously, it's a clown bat filled with honking air. Cream Puff flings the bat away. Kapoor's tail is free at last. They both make a grab for the dueling whoopee cushions and began to mercilessly pound one another. Outside, passing by the clown room is TJ Taru, returning from the dune docks. He hears the commotion and hurries over to investigate. Taru peers in through the window.
By the way it sounded, I thought I better find a gas mask. But no, it was a whoopee cushion fight. Two clowns evenly matched, Cream Puff short, big hairy chest and arms the size of thighs. But Kapoor, swift and agile, he thought he was, until Cream Puff grabbed a giant scimitar, swings the blade at Kapoor, who fails to duck in time, and Cream Puff slices off Kapoor's head. Or he would have if the blade hadn't been rubber. While he's looking for another weapon, Kapoor slips his hand into two giant lobster claws, goes snapping after Cream Puff. Kapoor has the upper hand, so to speak. Then Cream Puff, he's backed against a stack of seltzer bottles. The tide turns. Cream Puff attacks without mercy, emptying bottle after bottle. Kapoor slips and slides, trying to run for cover. Now he's tripped over a box of miniature smoke bombs. Picks up the entire box, dumps a bomb onto the floor. Smoke fills the room. Kapoor would have made his escape out the door, except he runs into Cream Puff's big, hairy chest. Cream Puff wraps his arms around Kapoor. The little rat slips beneath and scampers back into the smoke.
Where are you? I'm gonna squish you.
As the smoke clears, there stands Kapoor, armed with a bucket full of confetti.
Oh, I see. You're gonna shower me with confetti.
Come and see.
All right. Now let's see what you can do with a bucket of confetti. Give me your best shot.
Okay. He didn't know that there were bricks in with the confetti.
The next day, Ruby returned with quite a suntan, by the way.
Taru brought me up to date. He told me about Angel.
Yes, the giant molars of the big boo chomped her up.
Huh.
Ruby, how can you be so cruel?
After what she put me through? Ha! And ha! But when Taru told me about Su Fu, I felt a little sorry for him.
Su Fu was the first real woman I ever loved, Ruby.
I didn't have the heart to point out that Su Fu wasn't a real woman. She was an Alubu, a pear shape with a pointed head. Well, at least she wasn't some plastic android, some Barbie bimbo. At least he fell for something alive. And cute. And with 4 feet. And finally we get to Kapoor. God, I hate to admit it, but he almost solved this case by himself. For once, his sneakiness paid off.
You should thank him, Ruby.
You want me to give him a pat on the head?
He'd like that.
Do you still have that stick?
No, be nice, Ruby.
So I complimented Kapoor. I thanked him. He was so grateful, I thought he was going to pee his pants. He settled for just slobbering all over me.
See? I am helpful. Aye, Ruby. Aye. Yes, Ruby. Say yes. Ruby, say yes, Kapoor.
Yeah, down, okay?
Helpful.
Good boy. Yes. Down. Kapoor did break the case. He nailed Cream Puff the Clown. But he didn't catch the real villain. That was my privilege.
And so Ruby pays a little visit to an old acquaintance.
Hello, Oop.
Ruby!
Sit down, Oop.
Oop. My, you have a nice suntan. Were you on holiday?
You thought I'd finger the members of the Illuminati, didn't you?
But isn't that why you were hired? Did you...
I said sit, Boop.
Boop. I mean, oop, boop.
Yeah, and once you knew who the Illuminati were, you'd knock them off and replace them with bio-fleshies, right?
That is impossible. Any Illubu would know it was a doppelganger.
Not immediately, not until it was too late. Interesting you use that word, doppelganger. Her angelness used it. She was working for you, wasn't she?
As you are, Ruby. You were hired to find the Illuminati.
The Illuminati are trying to keep humans from taking over this planet by turning it into another marketplace to dump their junk.
But the Illubu are beyond human manipulation, Ruby.
Yeah, but not if your media contains a virus that can subliminally worm its way into your desires so your people will begin looking for their identity in products, so they'll become slaves to the consumer illusions that humans have been suckered into.
Do you have such viruses in your media, Ruby?
When you're born unconscious and die unconscious, you don't need a virus. What were you going to get out of this, Oop?
What could I possibly want? I'm rich.
I spoke to your mother.
My mama?
Yes, your mama.
How dare you?
Sit. You're a little mama's boy, aren't you?
She told you that?
You were a bored little rich brat.
Rich, yes. Brat, maybe. Bored, never.
But you were never liked.
I can buy whatever I want, Ruby.
Not on a Lubuwah. You can't buy your own people. That's the difference between us. Humans always have their price. They're always bowing to the rich and powerful. But the Alubus understand the illusion of wealth. Illusionism is your religion. You're taught from birth to see what an illusion life is. But you, Oop, you wanted to be somebody.
I am somebody.
You wanted to run the show, be a little emperor, right?
Ridiculous.
You set me up, Oop.
Oop, boop.
Boop, you had me believing the Illuminati were behind this.
But the Illuminati do exist.
Yeah, you're right about that. And they're trying to protect this planet from the illusions that we humans were about to infect it with.
Human penetration is inevitable.
Not for the Alubu. Not unless your media is contaminated with a virus that worms into your desires and breeds there.
But you will never prove I was involved, Ruby.
We have your accomplice.
What?
Cream Puff.
Who?
The clown.
Cream Puff!
I didn't think he was that funny.
Cream Puff the clown!
He was part of the digital circus. He passed himself off as a hacker who could clown around. No one knew he was a corporate-trained assassin.
Oh, dear me.
He named names. He even told us how you did it. You're going to be sliced and diced, Oop.
Boop.
Yeah, boop.
What do you want?
I want to be paid.
Is that all?
No.
What if I offer you twice the agreed amount, Ruby?
Oop, I'm not the only one who knows about this. There's Taru and Kapoor and Andor.
Oh, yes, 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 of course. I'll see they're taken care of.
Yeah, like you took care of your own people, the ones you murdered.
I murdered no one, Ruby.
You're gonna pay off their families?
Is that necessary?
You know, Oop, you're a real jerk. Put on your shoes, all four of them. We're going for a walk.
I am going nowhere.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna shoot your feet off one by one.
You can't do that.
Aw, come on. You got four. You only need one or two, right? Ah, shoot. I missed. Well...
All right. All right. I'm putting my shoes on.
And so, now that our story has peaked, let's wind it on down.
Well, you did okay, Kapoor.
Yes, I did. And so did you too, Taru.
True, true. You know, I'm getting the itch to travel again.
But we just arrived on this planet. Now you want to go jump back into hyperspace?
No, no, I was just thinking of going down to the dune docks and book a passage on one of the ships and sail off to the desert of the kingdom of far-flung Farouk.
Can I come too?
Of course you can, my good friend.
I'm your good friend?
You are, and in fact, you're my very best friend.
Oh, but what about Ruby?
Well, she's my other best friend.
If we go to far-flung Farouk, is she coming too?
Yeah, Ruby needs a vacation.
And Andor, will he come?
Why not?
When are we leaving?
Not today.
Oh.
Maybe tomorrow.
Will this be called Ruby 7?
Maybe just 6.1.
Ruby 6.1?
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh. Okay.
And this is it. End of story. I don't think Taru ever got over the loss of Su-Fu. It was the first time in his life he had a healthy relationship with a real woman. Except, of course, she wasn't human. She was a cute little four-footed, pear-shaped female from Ulubu-Wa, but for Taru, it was a start.